At 24 years old, I've experienced more in life than most people will in their entire lifetimes. From all the materialistic shit like waking up and deciding, am I gonna drive my Lamborghini or my GT3 on the way to tennis? Or am I feeling a little tired, so I'm just gonna chill out in the back of my Rolls Royce or my Maybach while I get driven. All the way from that to achieving childhood dreams like buying my mom a $4 million house in cash, to giving back and doing my part with some of my philanthropic projects, like the over half a dozen schools I've built in Nepal for thousands of kids, or the new school that I'm currently building in South Africa. I have honestly lived such an eclectic life at this point. And the reason that I've been able to live this life since the age of 17, it's because I focused on one thing and one thing only when I was younger, which was growing my cash flow business. And what I mean by that is a business that puts cash in your pocket consistently every single month. And in this video, I'm gonna give you my personal blueprint to start a cash flow business from zero. And this is my exact thought process on how I would personally start from scratch again and go from zero to $10,000 a month this year. Now, this presentation is going to be divided into three sections. The first section is the three factors that absolutely must be in place for you to make money, no matter what your strategy or business model is. Then we'll get into the fundamentals of starting a cash flow business. And then finally, I'm going to show you how to start your own cash flow business in practice in three simple steps. So if you're someone who has been wanting to start an online business for a while, put your ideas into practice, and you just simply don't know what to do to get started, or maybe you kind of know what to do, but you're just not sure how to do it. You know you're at point A and you know you want to get to point B, you just don't know how to bridge that gap. That is exactly what this video is going to help you solve. And the goal is that by the end of this video, you're going to have a game plan from now on. You're always going to know where you're at, where you need to go, and you'll have a game plan, or to be honest, maybe even more than that, as to how to get there. So with no further ado, let's get started. So what are the three factors that absolutely must be in place in order for you to make money? The first is something to sell. I mean, you can't expect to make money if you don't have something to sell. Whatever you have, whether that's a product or a service, if it's your time or it's even old stuff that you have laying in your house, you have to have something that you can trade in exchange of money. Then you need someone to sell it to. Because once you have something you can sell, you have to actually find people who are interested in what you sell. So that way they can buy from you. I mean, this is pretty much how the economy works. And then finally, you need a game plan. And that is a process on how you're going to find these people and deliver on the thing that you're selling to them. And this brings us onto the conversation of product versus service. So first, we need to define what you're selling. And if you really think about everything you could sell and you really break things down to a fundamental level, you're going to realize that you can really only categorize what you're going to sell into two parts. You're either selling a product or you're selling a service. It doesn't matter what you're selling, it can be categorized into one of those two. If you're selling food, well, that's a product. If you're selling furniture, that's a product. If you're selling old stuff in your house you don't use anymore, that's still a product. On the other hand, if you're cleaning cars, that's a service. If you're selling haircuts, that's a service. If you're selling social media management, that's a service. If you have a job, then all you're doing is selling your time to your employer, and that's fundamentally a service. Whenever you're selling time, that's a service. And in order to start not only a cash flow business, but any type of business, you need to decide what you are going to sell. Is it a product or is it a service? And the obvious question to ask yourself is, well, which one is better? And that is a very important question that 90% of people that start a business don't ask themselves. They don't spend any time thinking about this. And asking this question and really coming to a good answer can save you years of struggle and save you from burning tens of thousands of dollars in the process. The thing that you need to consider here is what I like to call career timing. You really need to understand there are stages in your career, and you have to think about where you are on the career spectrum. If you're currently at $1,000 a month and you try to pick a $10 million business, your odds of succeeding are slim to none, because that business is way too sophisticated for your current level of experience. In this case, you need something that's simple and allows you to succeed without too much complexity. On the other hand, if you're at the $10 million level and you try to start a $100,000 a year business, the business in of itself will most likely succeed because you have more than enough experience and capital needed to get it to succeed. However, it will most likely never get to the scale that you want it to, because that is a business that is below your experience level. And in this case, you need something that has a higher barrier to entry in order to prevent yourself having a lot of competition, and something that allows you to scale to multiple 8 and 9 figures. And those nuances are all about career timing. Most people really don't understand this, but the business that you start to get to $100 million is not the same business that you need to get to $10 million. And the same way, the $10 million year business, it will probably be a different business to the one that you make your first million. And that will be a different business to how you make your first $100,000. So ask yourself, which one is the business that you should start right now? And I know that 99% of people watching this are beginners. So your first objective should simply be to start a $100,000 business. That is roughly $10,000 a month. Now, going back to our original question of what we want to answer here, in your specific case, should you pick a product-based business or should you pick a service-based business? And now I'm going to give you an answer that you're probably going to find controversial, but it's actually not. It's simply the reality. And that is, in 99% of cases, a beginner should not start a product-based business because pretty much all of the product-based businesses are a better fit to get to $1 million or $10 million a year career stage. And quite frankly, you are not there yet. And there's two reasons. To start a product-based business, you need a product in the first place. In order to have a product, you need to develop it. And the process of developing a product that is high quality and that people actually want is extremely time-consuming and expensive. And I say that from experience. I have multiple product-based businesses. Let's use the most simple of them all, my eyewear business, Gadgee. Before I made any money with this brand, when I first started developing eyewear 4 years ago, I invested tens of thousands of dollars in order for the initial stock, as well as months and months of product development. All of that without having a clue whether people would want to buy it or not. And at that point, I already had a decent following. I already had hundreds of thousands of people following me, which makes selling the product 10 times easier. Now, to this day, I invest hundreds of thousands of dollars every time we restock. And in fact, I'm flying to Madrid tomorrow to see my new business partner who just bought into Gadgee. And we just changed manufacturers, rebranded Gadgee slightly, gave it a facelift. And we both put over $1 million into new stock for the brand. You know, it's funny. Everyone talks about, oh, if I was a millionaire, and bear in mind, $1 million in cash. I have ventures like Gadgee. Well, I guess I've been running it for multiple years, but now that we're really scaling it and taking it bigger, I'm wiring $1 million. People work their entire lives just to have $1 million in cash. I'm wiring $1 million just to get the rebrand and our new product line off the ground. You need to understand how scary that is for most people. And if you don't have a lot of cash flow coming in from other businesses, you want to avoid this at all costs because this puts yourself in a situation where you invest money upfront in order to see returns 2 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year later. Even worse, having to invest from your own pocket every month to keep the business running in case things don't go exactly according to plan. And a very important business lesson for you here. Things very rarely go to plan. Once again, another example where I invested almost $1 million for the initial stock to get that company off the ground. And we had a massive issue where we were delayed by multiple months. And I'm good because I have other businesses that match my current career timing. But imagine for the average person that has no money coming in and they're just waiting and waiting and waiting for this thing to launch. Because there's always issues when it comes to physical product businesses. And listen, I started my first business 8 years ago. And my business partners have a decade plus of experience, sometimes even multiple decades of experience. And we all still struggle with this stuff to this day. That's the reality of having a product-based business. And I know that from the outside, it looks like a glamorous, sexy business to run. But when you look at the back end of these businesses, it's ugly. Now, you know something that's not sexy at all, but it has very smooth operations and it's way easier to run? A service-based business. You see, as a beginner, you want to find something that allows you to make mistakes and be wrong for months on end without getting you bankrupt in the process. Something that doesn't cost you money to do. Because as a beginner, you don't have an abundance of cash to burn through. Something that allows you to start making money right away without having to go through the process of product development. And that's exactly what a service-based business allows you to do. Because with a service-based business, you are essentially just selling your presence. So if everything goes wrong, you just lose a bit of time, which you have an abundance of when you're first getting started out. On the other hand, you didn't lose any money, which you have a lack of, you don't have much of when you're first getting started. And most importantly, you don't need to spend months and months developing a product. You can start selling your time and your services right away, doing things that you already know how to do. And in the second part of this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to figure out what is the most profitable service for you to sell and how to find a blue ocean market to sell it to. So that way you don't ever have to worry about competition. But before we get into that, the point you need to understand here is this. If you're at a level where your objective is to start a $100,000 a year business, selling services is the superior way to go. And the reason for that is because of a business principle called cash flow versus enterprise value. Here's the thing. Pretty much all of the product-based businesses you see out there are built for something called enterprise value. That is, a business that allows you to invest a lot of money into it, generate a return on that investment, and then reinvest that money back into the business. And this cycle fuels its growth, and that creates something known as enterprise value. Because what are investors looking to do? They are looking to invest the money that they have sitting around. And if you have a vehicle, if you have a business that allows them to invest as much money as possible while still being productive with that cash injection, that vehicle has a high enterprise value. Because later down the line, they'll be able to sell this business for many multiples on what they initially invested. And this is what a product business allows you to do. With Gadget, for example, whenever we restock and we make $250,000, do you know where all that money goes? It goes straight back into reordering more stock. I never put a single dime of revenue in my pocket, and that's because the business is built for enterprise value. It's not there to pay me dividends. Now, the problem is you need to have the money in the first place to bankroll an operation like that. And where does that money come from? That money has come from my cash flow businesses. A cash flow business is the exact opposite of this. Its sole purpose is to generate free cash flow for you. So that way you can use that money to reinvest into other ventures and a part of it to pay for your lifestyle. Virtually none of that money gets reinvested into the business. It is a cash cow. You don't need to. It's a business that doesn't require much cash to run because they are service-based. And when you choose the right service, it allows you to get paid 4 or even 5 figures per month per client. By the way, I remember the first time a client paid me 5 figures a month. This was all the way back in 2018. It was a company called Oura Ring. And I remember I was charging in pounds, but I charged just enough that when you converted it to US dollars, it came out to 5 figures a month. And when you get one of those clients for the first time, it's a crazy experience. And when you do this, this is how you make over $100,000 a month profit. And that's a very big difference here because we are talking about profit. That is cash in your pocket after all expenses are paid. And the difference between a cash flow business and an enterprise value driven business is that with the enterprise business, when you make $100,000 with that kind of business, after all the expenses, you reinvest back in the business and you're left with barely anything. $5,000 to $10,000 maximum in a good scenario. And that is why there are so many successful entrepreneurs out there with multi-million dollar businesses that can barely afford to buy a house, let alone live the lifestyle that I live. On the other hand, with a service-based business, when I make $100,000, do you know how much of that I actually keep? It's $80,000, $85,000, sometimes even $90,000. And at the end of the day, when the business owners that run an enterprise value-driven business see how much money that we are taking home personally, knowing that most of the time they're making 2, 3, 5, even 10 times the amount of revenue that we do and still taking home only a little fraction of what we take, all they wish is to have a business like ours because they end up being what I like to call revenue hostages. They see those $100,000 in revenue and just as quick as it comes in and just as quick as it hits their bank account, it flows out. They never get to keep the money. And by the way, that has a deep psychological effect on you, knowing that you're moving hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to only keep a few grand at the end of it. And all of that stems from the fact that they focus on revenue, which is a vanity metric, instead of focusing on profit. Now, in the business game, the ones that win are not the ones that make the most, but the ones that keep the most at the end of it. And you have to be able to see through this. You know, there's a lot of business influencers out there that say they're worth X amount and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and my company's worth blah, 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 this and that. Listen, I'm sorry to tell you, but valuation doesn't pay your bills. And valuation is very murky. You know, without getting into specifics, there was a very well-known business that was trying to bring me in as an equal partner. And one of the business owners had received an offer for his company for $750 million 18 months ago. And him and his investors laughed them out the room. 18 months later, he accepted an offer for $250 million. $500 million vanished just like that. So he doesn't get to say, oh yeah, you know, my company's worth $750 million anymore. They thought they were going for the big B. They thought they had a $1 billion company on their hands. But the market changes. You know what no one can take away from you? The cash and the profit that you make every single month. That's real. That's tangible. Those are not assumptions about the market. And bear in mind, when I tell you guys all this stuff, this is coming from someone that plays both sides of those markets. Listen, as I mentioned, valuation is not going to buy your mom a house. Do you want to be the guy who has convinced himself into thinking he's worth $200 million, but he can't even buy his mom a half-decent house? Or do you want to be the guy that's worth a fraction of that, but can buy his mom a house, can buy whatever supercars he wants without having to ask his investors or his business partners, all this shit? Just remember, when you're first starting out, I'm not talking later down the line. Later down the line, go for these bigger businesses, go for these bigger endeavors. Everything I'm telling you right here is what I would do if I was trying to make my first $100,000 again. What I would do if I was trying to make my first $500,000, first $1 million is a cash flow, low risk business. Let me look at me. Later down the line, the businesses that you did to make your first 100,000 or your first few 100,000 or your first million isn't necessarily the businesses that you're going to do to try to reach a billion. So as I said, when you're first starting out, your main focus should be one thing and one thing only, to maximize your cash reserves. And here is the rule to win in this game. You take the free cash flow that your business generates every single month and you put 70% of that into investments. And once you have a solid investment portfolio, that's when you can go into some of these riskier businesses that optimize for enterprise value and equity and then sell them for eight figures or even nine figures in the future. And then the remaining 30% of whatever you make, spend however you want, guilt-free. If that's buying a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, I've done all of it, renting a yacht by the coast of Italy to hang out with your friends, getting a yacht to watch Monaco F1, or simply flying with your girlfriend to Paris in first class, whatever it is, spend that 30% however you want. Because the reason we get into this world in the first place is to be able to afford experiences like that. And you want to enjoy the entire process. You don't want to only enjoy it when you're old and when you've made it. And that is why we spend that 30% of everything we make guilt-free. You deserve it. And that is my guide to not only business, but living an epic life where you make the most of the money and you enjoy life to the fullest. And that is how you become what I like to call a cash flow master. Someone who makes a ton of money, uses that money wisely, and gets paid to enjoy life on their own terms. And I'm sure that we can both agree that there's very few people who can speak to you in this manner who know how to live life, not only crush it in business, but also live a good life in the same way that I do. Now, let's get into the second part of this presentation. Because you now already know that the best business to start as a beginner and to get to your first $100,000 is a cash flow business. Now, there aren't that many businesses out there that will allow you to generate that sort of free cash flow. So what we have to do right now is to jump into the fundamentals of a cash flow business. So that way you get to understand what you need to do to start one yourself. Now, going back to our three factors that absolutely must be in place for you to make money, we've just covered the first one, which is something to sell. And we've already come to the conclusion that services are the superior thing to sell. Now, what type of services are we talking about here? And most importantly, who are we going to sell it to? Those are the two questions that we're going to answer in this section. Now, the best cash flow businesses are those that have a high unitary value. And what I mean by that is the value each client pays you on a monthly basis. The higher the value is, the easier it is to scale your business and to run its operations, because the less clients you need to get to $100,000. So it is all about finding those services that provide you with the highest unitary value. Now, how do you go about finding those services? Well, here's how you do it. Whenever you're selling services, the closer that service is to the point of sale, the higher its unitary value. Now, what is the point of sale, you might be asking? You see, there are multiple steps in a customer journey that takes place before a sale happens. Before someone purchases, they have to have the desire to purchase. Before someone has the desire to purchase, they must first be interested in the solution that you sell. And before being interested in your solution, they have to be aware of such solutions in the first place. So, awareness, interest, desire, sale. And that is the complete customer journey that every single one of your customers goes through before buying from you. And when I say point of sale, what I'm referring to is that last step of the customer journey. And depending on the service that you provide, it may sit on different stages of the customer journey. Take, for example, branding, whether that be redesigning a brand or simply advertising that brand on outdoors and radio commercials. That service sits on the first level of the customer journey, the awareness stage. And as a result, it doesn't have a high unitary value. Now, if you take a service like conversion rate optimization, which is basically redesigning elements of a product page so that way it sells more, that is a service that sits on the last stage of the customer journey, which is that point of sale that I talked about. And it sits there because with that service, it is very clear that you're making your client more money. And as a result, you can justify charging more for that service, meaning it has a higher unitary value. And a few examples of services that sit at that last stage of the customer journey are conversion rate optimization, paid advertising, email marketing, sales management, SMS marketing, merchant account optimization, influencer marketing, UGC, and many others. And those are the very basic examples of what are always top of mind. Now, the obvious question is, which one is the best for you to pick? And the answer is, it really depends. On what? Well, it depends on who you're selling to, or in business terms, in what niche that you're operating in. So instead of me giving you a one-size-fits-all solution, I thought I would walk you through the process of figuring out what the perfect service is to provide for your niche. And in order to do that, we first need to select your niche. Or in simple terms, we need to figure out who it is that you're selling to. And in case you're wondering, well, I don't know how to provide any of these services, don't worry about that. Because in the third part of this video, I'm going to show you exactly how you can get those services delivered for you by someone else without ever having to pay anything out of pocket. Now, today, we are really living through a big shift in the way that money is created. If you really look at all of the young millionaires that you see out there, well, where does their money come from? And the answer is always the same: the internet. It's simple. It's quite simple. 5 to 10 years ago, all of the big money was made in offline businesses. But after 2020, the online adoption for all sorts of businesses was accelerated by at least one entire decade in just a few short years. Meaning, there was a huge influx of money coming into online business. And when you're selecting your niche, that is who you're selling your services to, you want to take that into consideration. Because the most important factor you want your target customer to have is an abundance of money. A lot of people fail with online business simply because of the fact that they target businesses that do not have an abundance of money. And it's very hard to make money if your own clients don't have money to start with. Now, if your clients have an abundance of money, it is way, way easier for you to command higher prices and increase the unitary value of your services. And the best businesses to target today, which have an abundance of money, are online businesses. Now, there's dozens of different types of online businesses. So how do you know which ones to target? Well, it's actually very simple. Remember the career stages chart that I walked you through earlier? Well, the easiest way for you to find businesses to work with is to target the ones that are one stage above you. So if you're starting a $100,000 business, you simply target the $1 million businesses because they are going to have more than enough cash to afford your services and provide you with a high unitary value, while at the same time not being so far away from your current stage that it becomes unrealistic for you to work with them. So all you need to do is simply search for online businesses doing from $1 million to $5 million a year and focus on them. And then you just nail down the industry that you want to service. That could be direct-to-consumer brands, dropshipping stores, content creators, coaches, consultants, education companies, agencies, whatever it is. Just choose the one that you identify with the most. And now I'm going to show you how to figure out what the best service is to provide them with so that way you can start your own service-based cash flow business. Now here is the triple layer method that will allow you to find blue ocean markets that are completely untapped and have a lot of profit potential. So let's say you decided to work with content creators. Think YouTubers that create videos on one specific topic. It can be productivity, masculinity, fitness, whatever it is. Then, in order to find blue ocean markets within that niche, we need to evaluate that niche using the triple layer structure. In any business, there are three layers of variables that you can have. They are the micro environment, the market environment, and the macro environment. Now, the micro environment, this is like your immediate circle. It includes things that are close to the business, like customers, suppliers, competitors, and employees. It's like the people that you interact with every day at school or in your neighborhood. Now, for a business, it's about understanding who they're selling to, who they're buying from, and who they are competing against, and who's working for them. Then we have the market environment. Think of this as the bigger group that your business operates under. This is like your school or your town. It's all the people and businesses that your business might interact with or compete with in a broader sense. And understanding the market environment means knowing what people want, how much they're willing to pay, and what other options that they have. And then we have the macro environment. Now, this is like the wider world outside of your immediate surroundings. It includes things like government regulations, economic conditions, technology, and cultural trends. It's like all of the big stuff that's happening in the country or even globally that can affect your business everywhere. For example, changes in laws or a recession can impact how a business operates, even if it's not directly related to what the business does. And when you evaluate the different pain points within each one of those three layers, you're going to find services that you'd never even think about. And just with this exercise alone, you're going to be able to find anywhere from 10 to 20 different blue ocean ideas for your target market. So for our content creation example, the micro environment would be their employees. So video editors and translators. Just with this, you can already think about quite a few different services. You could help them transcript their content to other languages. You could help them dub their content to other languages. You have the revenue reps, and those are the YouTube reps responsible for the AdSense revenue generated on their channel. That's something that people hardly ever even think about. And that's where you can find those blue ocean markets. For example, you could help them create content that will generate a higher RPM, and that means revenue per mil, thus increasing their AdSense revenue. And with a few simple tweaks on the packaging of their video, you can double their channel's RPM, essentially doubling how much money that they get paid from YouTube in a month. And most importantly, this would be one of those services that is exactly at the point of sale. And as a result, it'll yield you a high unitary value. And again, I don't personally know anyone offering a service like this. Now, another part of their micro environment is their sponsors. Here, you could take care of getting sponsors for all of their videos and negotiating the best deals with their sponsors. Another one of those services at the point of sale. Now, whenever any content creator creates a new video, they go through a video review process. And that usually requires a lot of back and forth with the content creator and their editors, you know, change this, now change that. Oh, I don't like how this turned out, and let's change this again. And the more review that they go through, the longer it takes to create a video. So here, you could help them to implement an effective video reviewing process with a tool like Frame.io, which would help expedite the process of creating and reviewing a video by potentially 2x. And this way, they'd be able to double their output of videos. Double the videos means double the revenue. So once again, another one of those point of sale services that would have a high unitary value. Now, let's talk about the market environment variables. It's becoming a big trend on YouTube today to have a huge focus on thumbnails. Because to be honest, simply changing a thumbnail can make the exact same video get 2, 3, 5, 10 times the amount of views it was originally getting. And it even works for old videos that were published years ago. Meaning, if you simply help them create new variations of thumbnails to test for their new videos, and for all the existing ones, you can make some of their old videos pop off again and even go viral while also increasing the performance of the new ones. This is a super easy way to fulfill service and extremely valuable for content creators because once again, the more views that they get, the more revenue. And this is one of the easiest ways to generate them more views. Listen, I have an entire department in my company that all they do is rehash our thumbnails to find new variations with better performance. Now, another thing that all content creators are experiencing today is decreasing AdSense revenue. And most of those creators depend on that money. So that's a huge pain point for them. And there's a few possible solutions here. First, helping them create new revenue streams through online programs. So your entire service could be helping those creators to structure the curriculum of an online program and creating the infrastructure for them to sell those online programs. And the basic setup for this is actually quite simple. And if you get good at the skill of monetizing their audiences, you can make millions with this. Another option is to set up multiple affiliate partnerships for that creator. Let's say the creator talks about productivity. You could set him up as an affiliate for meditation apps, project management software such as Monday or ClickUp, or even for very high ticket products like saunas or cold plunges, where you can make thousands of dollars in affiliate commissions for each sale. And finally, you can help them develop their own brand of physical products. That might be supplements, planners, notebooks, all of which are super simple to set up. And there are many companies that you can use to white label all of the work. Now let's go to the last layer of variable here, which is the macro environment. A big trend that is happening in the market right now is users moving away from long form content and increasing the consumption of short form content. And with that, you could create a network of short form accounts on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and create clips out of their long form content and then redistribute that content into hundreds of short form clips on all social media platforms. And this can help them increase their reach by 10 to 20x if done right. Again, I have an entire department of over 20 people at my company, which is all they do. Now, the thing is, I can afford to have those 20 people full time. Most people can't, and that's where your service can come in because it's way more advantageous for them to outsource that work to you rather than have 20 people full time just doing short form clips like they do for me. Then we have AI technology. Here, you could help them speed up the process of video creation, cut down, and transcription by implementing an AI tech stack that's going to save them thousands of dollars a month that's currently being spent on freelancers. So just with this quick thought exercise, we came up with 10 different Blue Ocean services that you could offer for your clients, all of which have a high unitary value and that can easily get you to $10,000 a month with just a handful of clients. If you spend a few hours on this exercise, you're going to come up with things that never would have crossed your mind otherwise. And even better, that has never crossed anyone else's mind. And that is the exact fundamentals you need in order to start your own cash flow business. Now, I know what you're thinking. All of this sounds great. I know how to find these blue ocean pockets of the market and exactly what to offer them. However, I don't know how to fulfill any of those services myself. And that's completely fine because you don't need to do that yourself. And in the next part of this video, I'm going to give you the exact step-by-step process on how to get all of these services fulfilled for you by someone else without ever having to pay anything out of pocket. And when you use one small loophole that I'm about to show you, you are able to provide thumbnail design without even knowing how to use Photoshop or any of the thumbnail softwares. You're gonna be able to provide short form content without knowing how to edit videos. You're gonna be able to provide transcription services without speaking any other languages. You can essentially provide any service without knowing how to actually do that service. And that is the real beauty of this business model. That's the exact same loophole that a bunch of regular 20-something-year-olds are using to generate results like this on a daily basis. You see, they all successfully created their own cash flow business and became cash flow masters themselves. And if you too want to become a cash flow master so that way you can afford to live a lifestyle of financial location and time freedom, well, here's how to do it. Here's a step-by-step process on how to actually do this in practice, aka become a cash flow master. So the first thing that you need to do before you even go through any of the steps is to really understand what you are doing here. And what we're doing is very simple. We are getting clients and providing them with Blue Ocean services that have a high unitary value to generate free cash flow for us. And it's funny because most people never realize that if you have clients and you provide them with a service, you're essentially an agency, because that's what an agency does. Provide clients with a service. Now, whatever that service is and who that client is, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you are working as an agency. So that brings us to the conclusion that every service-based cash flow business is essentially an agency. Now, most people think that an agency means running ads or creating videos, which is far from the truth. Because all of the most successful agency owners I know don't provide any of those services. And that's what we covered here today. So now that you understand what we're actually doing here, let's jump to step one. And that is setup. And here's where you basically get to choose the name of your own agency. You don't need to overthink this step because it won't hold you back at all. I mean, in fact, the name of my own agency didn't even make sense. It was called IG Media, but we didn't do any media. I started off as a creative agency, but I pivoted within a year. So we were really an advertising agency, yet I had a name that had nothing to do with it. So just pick a name and roll with it. Now, I will say, preferably try to avoid your initials or your name. That actually ended up being something that did hold me back later. But as long as you don't have your last name or your initials in it, then you're good. But just pick one and roll with it. Now, the next step is to buy the domain for your agency name and set up your business email. And that's pretty much all of the startup costs that you have. Now, the reason you want a business domain is that way when you're reaching out to clients through email, you want it to look as professional as possible. So no at Gmails or at Hotmails here. And to be honest, you don't even need to build a website for your agency in order to get started. Back in 2017, I scaled to 15 grand a month with my agency with no website. So there we go. First step is done. Then we move on to step two, and this is where things start to get interesting. Because have you ever looked at how the big scale agencies actually operate? You know, the ones with all the swanky offices and hundreds of employees. They have a very simple business model. They pay their employees $15 an hour, and then they charge their clients $50 an hour and simply pocket the difference. They simply figure out how much to charge a client based on the number of hours that the project will take and how much that they're paying their employees. And then they add an extra 100 to 300% markup on top of that. And that's literally their entire business model. And what we're going to do is something even smarter. Instead of hiring an expensive marketing graduate with no real experience and having to deal with all of the risks that come with a typical employment relationship, such as fixed payroll and long time frame contracts, we're going to hire a contractor who already has experience with the service we're offering, and we're going to do so on a per service basis. This means that in the first place, we won't have any risks on our end because we're only going to pay our contractor once we already get paid. So that way you will literally never have to pay anything out of pocket. And that is what I call contractor arbitrage. And it is exactly what the companies of the new arbitrage economy do. I mean, think about it. Whenever a new driver registers to Uber, Uber as a company doesn't have any added risk to it because this driver literally doesn't cost them any money, all while adding potential new revenue to them. And it's only after the driver generates such revenue that Uber pays them their fee. So it's pretty much just free cash flow for their company. And we're doing the same thing here. Because you get paid by clients at the beginning of the month, and then you pay your contractor at the end of the month after they deliver the services. This way, you will never run into cash flow issues, and you will never have to pay anything out of pocket. And the craziest part in all of this is that it's actually cheaper to hire an experienced contractor who speaks impeccable English from countries like South Africa, New Zealand, Peru, Colombia, Brazil, Indonesia, Philippines, and a bunch of others than it is to hire someone who just graduated from a marketing university in the US and literally has zero experience. I mean, just to give you some perspective, my CMO at IG Media was from Colombia, and he worked with me for over 4 years. And my lead media buyer at my agency was from Brazil. He started off as an intern, then became the lead media buyer, and then he went on to become the CMO of my education company. I personally have hired multiple contractors from South Africa, Brazil, Serbia, the Middle East, and so on. And you can come up with different deals, but the way our students usually structure their deals with their contractors is they pay them anywhere from $250 to $1,000 per month per client, and then they charge these same clients anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 per month. Now, when me and my first full-time contractor first started working together, he was charging me $600 per month per client, and I was actually selling those services for $3,500, $5,000, and even $10,000 in one specific example. And you can work this out depending on your retainers and the amount of work that each client requires. I personally suggest never go below 70% margins to keep your cash flow business as profitable as possible. Because at the end of the day, the sole purpose of this operation is to keep majority of what we make. And the best part is that you're really making a real difference in the life of contractors, because if they were to work these same jobs in their own countries, they would work way more and make 5 to 10 times less when they're getting paid in their own country's currency. Now, I will say I am always transparent with contractors regarding how much I'm charging clients, and I suggest you do the same. The next question is, how do you find a contractor to work with you? It's simple. You find them online. You can look in a lot of different places like LinkedIn, Upwork, or even other business-related and job listing social platforms, but by far my favorite place to find them is on Facebook groups. You can find Facebook groups closely related to the topic of your service, like Facebook ad buyers or SEO ninjas. And these places are crowded with potential contractors. I mean, think about it. If someone is actively engaging in Facebook groups to develop their expertise and knowledge, that's a pretty good sign. And again, if you're providing thumbnail design services, for example, you don't need to search for thumbnail designers. You simply search for regular designers and you tell them to create thumbnails. They all know how to do it, and it's as simple as that. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. The best type of groups with the highest quality of contractors are actually the closed communities for info products and softwares that teach what you offer as a service. So for example, paid groups that teach Facebook ads or SEO or whatever your service is. And usually, you can get your job listing posted in those groups by contacting the admins, because it's in their best interest to offer job opportunities to their students slash customers. So that is how you take advantage of contractor arbitrage to get all of the service fulfillment taken care of by an experienced professional, and how to do it without having to do any of the work yourself. It is a truly beginner-friendly plug-and-play business model. So do you now see why literally anyone can do this? And I mean anyone. Just like Premik, who just hit $25,000 in monthly recurring revenue and 21 active clients with his agency in just 10 months with this business. I mean, how awesome is it that this beginner-friendly business model is allowing people to make 5 figures a month from the comfort of their own home, from countries all around the world? It's nuts. Now, with that done, we finally get to our third and last step, which is reaching out. Here, you're going to start reaching out to potential clients and presenting them what you have to offer. Remember, if you take advantage of contractor arbitrage, you will not have to deliver any work yourself. So, outreach is where 80% of your time should be spent as a cash flow master. This is the key to everything you want in life. Now, I want to make sure that you assign the majority of your time to do this task. There's people in my program who have 2 hours a day, and there's people who have 8 hours a day to build their cash flow business. Whatever the number of hours you have, use them well here. With that being said, there are a few main ways to do outreach. There's cold calling, there's cold email, there's video audits, there's LinkedIn outreach, and there's Instagram outreach. And those are just 5 out of dozens of tactics you can use to set meetings with potential clients. The key here is to pick the one that best suits your personality. And you can see this is how I got all of my initial clients, through sending video audits. After sending 2,000 plus video audits, I've perfected a formula that I'm going to give you step by step in just a second. And this is actually a plug and play directly from one of my old paid programs. It's called the Targeted Loom Plug and Play. Now, Loom is a program that allows you to record your screen and webcam easily, and it's the best one to use for video audits. I mean, I remember back in the day, and I'll even get my team to find this inside of my own YouTube, I still have videos up from 2017 of me putting the camera down. I would put the camera down, I would do like a video audit presentation, I'd plug that into my computer, I would edit it up, and I'd throw it on YouTube. And I did that for many years before I found out about Loom. So it's definitely a very, very powerful tool if used correctly. Now, this plug and play is a step-by-step breakdown of exactly what to say when sending a video audit to a prospect. And this is the exact strategy that Jordan used to quit his 9-to-5 job and sign 8 e-commerce clients to his agency, getting him to $20,000 a month in under 6 months, working less than 8 hours a day. And I even added 3 live examples of me sending audits to various niches using this framework. Now, I'm going to go ahead and email this same plug and play directly to you after you watch this entire video. It's going to make your life 100 times easier. Trust me. Now, once you start sending Loom audits, business owners will start responding positively to your outreach. And then what you should do is jump on a call with them, present your offer, and close them on the spot. The real key here is to not be afraid of charging what you're worth. Forget what it costs you to fulfill the service or the time it takes you. Focus instead on what it is worth to your prospect to have their problem solved. Remember that most small to medium-sized businesses have monthly costs of $20,000 to $100,000 a month. That local gym you go to probably spends $30,000 a month on rent, employees, and insurance. And if you follow my advice of working with online businesses, they'll have even more cash laying around because they are far more profitable than the average medium-sized business. So I'm telling you right now, an extra $3,000 a month for you to design their thumbnails or create short-form content doesn't exactly faze them. Business owners want to spend money on you because they see you as an investment and understand the return that it brings. So when you choose your niche and service correctly, you should be able to charge anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 a month. Exactly just like Daniel, who just collected $30,000 from a single deal. Or my 15-year-old student, Edvin, who just signed an $11,400 deal just 6 days into his new agency. Now, I know this all sounds super exciting, but a word of warning. If you try to do this alone, you'll probably spend a few months initially figuring out how to make this work. And this could happen because you picked the wrong niche or service, you don't know what to look for when hiring a contractor, you might even make a few specific mistakes in your outreach efforts that could get your response rate close to zero. But if you can solve these problems, the rewards are definitely worth it. Because the reality is, there is unprecedented demand for these blue ocean services since most businesses started moving online. And there is simply not enough people to fulfill such demand. So if you ever wanted to be early for something big, this is it. And now is the time for you to become a cash flow master yourself by starting your own service-based cash flow business. So the question becomes, how can you get results like this? Like the dozens of people that I showed you here in this video. So let's reverse engineer this. Instead of trying to think how to get results like this, let's think about what you need to not do to get results like this. If you wanted to fail, what would you need to do? Well, you'd start a business that doesn't match your career timing, and then you'd choose an enterprise value-driven business model and become a revenue hostage, and then you choose a red, bloody, crowded market to service with a lot of competition, and then you would get no help and make all of the mistakes on your own, and you would keep doing the same thing you've always been doing and that hasn't been working for you. So if we want to succeed, all we need to do is just do the complete opposite of that. At this point, you already know what is the right business for your career timing, that you should start a cash flow driven business instead of an enterprise value driven business, and thus become a cash flow master yourself. And you also know how to find the right blue ocean services to provide. Now, you essentially have two options. Option one is trying to figure out everything on your own, not getting any help and learning from your own mistakes. And that is exactly what we just mentioned that you'd do if you wanted to guarantee failure. Now, if you've ever tried to do anything online before, you know that the devil is in the details. And it's trying to figure out those little details by yourself is the very thing that gets you stuck and stops you from achieving success. And you and I both know that it is virtually impossible to cover all of those little details in just 50 minutes here. So choosing that option would essentially mean that you'd be giving a shot at failure. And even if you do succeed with that path, long-term, it's probably going to be more expensive considering that you'd miss out on all of the extra money that you could have made if you had started out the right way from the get-go. And that is why I want to provide you with a second option, which is the in-depth plan. It is a 45-hour long masterclass on how to start your own cash flow business from scratch and scale it to $10,000 a month with sky-high profit margins. That plan is Agency Accelerator. And that's your second option, choosing to join the program with the best success stories in the industry. This option is the smart option if you want to cut your learning curve by years and get the shortcuts that I discovered while trailblazing this industry and walking the long path myself. So if having this in-depth, step-by-step proven plan to go from zero to $10,000 a month with your agency is something that you're interested in, let me show you now what you get inside of Agency Accelerator. You see, every single success story you've seen during this video has gone through this program, where we take complete beginners with no previous experience in business, and we help you create your own cash flow driven agency from scratch. Then hire contractors to deliver the services for you and show you our plug and play process to get clients on demand who pay you $1,500 to $10,000 a month. Because when you do it with help from experts who have walked the path that you want to walk, it not only goes faster, but it also ends up being cheaper long term. And just a bit of well-placed advice can get you unstuck and give you the confidence by having a proven process to follow. Not to mention, it's just so much more fun to do it this way. So if you have a minute, let's look at what you get inside of Agency Accelerator. Agency Accelerator is way more than just a course. The course is just a part of it. It is the best result-oriented learning experience that you will ever have. period. Agency Accelerator is composed of over 40 hours of step-by-step training covering every aspect of building a cash flow-driven agency from scratch. It is almost a plug-and-play system. We cover in excruciating detail the whole process of finding leads, reaching out to them, selling, signing clients, getting paid, onboarding clients, hiring a contractor through arbitrage, getting them to fulfill their services. I mean, this program has everything covered for you. The program is broken down into six phases. Phase one is foundations, and here is where you're basically going to learn how to set everything up. That is how to choose a service to offer, how to choose a niche, how to get paid, how to prepare yourself to onboard clients, basically everything you need to get up and running. And then I thought to myself, well, who would be the best person to help me teach how to set up your agency properly so that way you're setting yourself up for success from the get-go? And who better to teach that than the person who gets to see the inner workings of thousands of agencies every single week? Agencies with 1, 5, 10 clients, all the way up to dozens of clients. And that someone is Pierre, who's the co-founder and my business partner at Flowzy, the super app for agencies to run their operations, their billing, their client communication, their website, everything. I mean, just so you understand how much insight Pierre has into other agencies. Last time I checked, there were over 378,000 invoices paid through Flowzy. That is 378,000 times someone sent a client an invoice for a service and actually got paid. And Pierre gets to see how each one of these agencies sending these invoices operates. So he's going to be teaching you alongside me in phase one, which is foundations, as well as phase five, which is systems and processes. Then we move on to phase two, mindset. And this is where I show you what mindset you need to adopt in order to succeed in this game, how to prepare yourself mentally, how to structure your days, and all the mindset stuff that's just as important, but no one talks about. Because it doesn't matter if I give you all of the tactical and strategic content if you can't apply it because your mindset is limiting you. And that's exactly what our student Ted experienced himself. In his first 4.5 months in the program, he got no results. In his next 4.5 months, he signed 10 clients. And as he wrote himself, strip away the bad habits first. It's more about what you're doing than what you're not doing. And that's exactly what we're going to go through in this phase. I'm personally going to help you identify all of the limiting beliefs you have ingrained deep inside of you that stop you from succeeding. And I'm going to show you step by step how to unwire those beliefs and build new ones that allow you to unlock your successful self. Now in phase three, we move on to outreach. So here we get, once again, into the most important aspect of this business. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I have done a lot of outreach in my time. I'm probably in the top 1% of agency owners who have done the most outreach in their careers. The thing is, I eventually stopped doing outreach simply because, and this is something you're going to experience, after enough years in the business, you basically just get to work off of referrals. You're basically well-known enough that your clients just bring you more clients. And for the last few years of my agency, that's how I operated. It got to a point where I didn't really need to do outreach. And we also started running ads to a case study funnel to get clients for the agency. And between those two things, I just didn't really need to do outreach anymore. So I wanted to get someone who had the complete opposite skill set of mine. I wanted someone who was a stone cold expert at outreach. So I thought to myself again, who could that person be? And I took the same approach here as I did with Pierre. Who better to teach outreach if not the guy that owns the very tool, that owns the software that all the agencies use to do their outreach? Lemlist. So that's why I brought on Guillaume, who's the founder of a multi-$100 million software called Lemlist. Just so you understand, Lemlist is the tool that pretty much any single agency that considers itself a serious agency uses for cold outreach. Just in the last 30 days, the outreach messages sent through Lemlist have generated $118 million in deals for all types of clients and services. And Guillaume gets to see the content of literally each one of those messages. So he knows better than anyone on earth what works and what doesn't when it comes to cold outreach. And most importantly, he knows exactly what's working today for your niche and your service. And he's going to teach you how to do outreach and get clients on demand for you. After this phase, getting potential clients interested in working with you will never ever be a problem again. And then we go into phase four. And here, it's an interesting one as well. I personally think, and I've said this for many years, that out of all the aspects of running an agency, sales was the one that I was worst at. But still, that didn't stop me from turning my life around with that business. The thing is, I usually worked with a small handful of clients at any given time. I mean, the maximum we ever went up to was 10 to 12 clients simultaneously. And that's because I focused on working with a smaller number of clients that we had large performance deals with. So less amount of clients, but we were paid very handsomely on the back end deals that we had with them. So for that reason, I didn't really hop on that many sales calls. I was just very good at making a no-brainer offer. I wasn't the best at sales. I wasn't the best at persuasion. I wasn't the best at objection handling. I just put forward an offer that just made a lot of sense. And that was my specialty for many, many years. So because of that, I wanted someone who was world-class at this to teach you every single detail you need to pay attention to when it comes to sales, but not just any type of sales, agency sales specifically. And that's why I brought not just one, but two gentlemen to teach you agency sales inside of our phase four of Agency Accelerator. Their names are Matt and Josh, and together, Matt and Josh have over 350 active agency clients on their roster. That's like 30 times more than I've ever had myself. And they got so good at the entire client acquisition process that they're now at a point where they are buying agencies doing multiple five figures a month, rolling them up together, ramping up their sales processes, and selling them for multiple times what they paid initially. Listen, there's levels to this game, and you can definitely say that Matt and Josh are at the top of the agency game. And they're going to be personally teaching you how to sign clients on demand and sell agency services for four, five, and even six-figure retainers. And this is the most in-depth phase inside of Agency Accelerator. And that's because if you get good at this, it's game over. It doesn't matter what you do, you are going to be rich. Because you would have mastered the ability of getting people to pay you thousands and thousands of dollars every single month. And after going through this phase, all of your sales calls are going to be like this one from our student Matt. And by the way, not the same Matt that's teaching. He says $2,480 per month, 4 months minimum, two call close. The sale was made in discovery, almost zero resistance on the second call. Phase five is systems and processes. Listen, it's very simple. Just as important as being able to get clients is having the ability to keep them. And that is where me and Pierre will personally give you the systems and processes you need in order to keep clients for a long time. Everything from the perfect onboarding funnel to making sure that they have the best client experience from the get-go, all the way to how to communicate with them to make sure that they're always happy, to reporting, to automated billing, and every single detail that matters when it comes to providing your clients with A1 client experience. And here is where you're gonna get a bunch of templates for your website, your onboarding funnel, and even step-by-step on exactly what to do in your first 100 days after signing a client. And here's where we're also going to go in-depth on how to find and manage the best contractors to get all of the service delivery fulfilled for you without ever having to pay anything out of pocket. Phase six is inbound. Now, on the original plan that I gave you, phase six was actually service delivery. But inside of Agency Accelerator, you're going to see that phase six is not actually service delivery. And the reason for that is because I didn't feel like one phase was enough for service delivery. And that's because there are so many different services you can offer your clients. TikTok ads, Facebook ads, Google ads, conversion rate optimization, email marketing, copywriting, and so on. So what I decided to do was this. I've put together three entire programs for service delivery. The first one is Ad Architect by Justin Lalonde. Now, Justin actually started as a student of Agency Incubator, which is the second iteration of this program that I launched 4 years ago. And today, he runs one of the most successful paid traffic agencies in the world. And inside of Ad Architect, he will teach you how to run wildly profitable ads from scratch, even if you've never run a single ad in your life before. That includes Facebook ads, Google ads, and TikTok ads. The second one is Pen to Profit by my own CMO, Luis Berger. Now, as I said, Luis started as an intern in my agency, and today he's the brains behind some of the most successful internet campaigns and product launches. And the most interesting part of this is that he started as a media buyer, but it turns out that his most valuable skill turned out to be copywriting. And with his copy, he not only generated tens of millions of dollars for myself personally within my conglomerate of businesses, but he has also written the copy for sales videos for clients of ours, for client projects that I sold for $10,000, $20,000, and even $30,000 for a single sales video. And inside of Pen to Profit, he will teach you how to write the copy for these very same sales videos, as well as ad copy, landing page copy, sales page copy, and to be honest, whatever else you can think of. And finally, you're gonna get Inbox Insiders. Now, we just finished recording this program with Boyan, who's one of the top experts in the world when it comes to email marketing. Once again, he was a student of the second iteration of my agency program back in 2019, and he runs a wildly successful email marketing agency and has personally generated more than $50 million in sales for his clients through the emails that he writes. And inside of Inbox Insiders, Boyan will personally teach you how to run your own successful email marketing agency and make tens of thousands a month with it. So that way you get to pick and choose which service resonates the most with you, and you'll have a full-blown program going over it inside of Agency Accelerator. Now, does that mean that you don't get a phase six? Not at all. You do get a phase six, it's just not about service delivery. Instead, I made phase six about inbound marketing, and I'm personally gonna teach you how to create a personal brand that attracts clients on autopilot for you. I'm gonna show you how to create a content machine, produce content that actually performs on YouTube, as well as how you can get clients from Twitter. This way, you don't solely need to rely on doing manual outreach, but instead, you get clients coming in asking to work with you. And that is the power of inbound. And this is your plan to start a successful agency from scratch in 2024. Now, just so you understand, Agency Accelerator is priced at $1,995. Agency Navigator, which is the previous version of this program, used to sell for $1,500. So obviously with the new program, I had to make it more expensive. Plus, you also get three entire new programs inside of it for service delivery: Ad Architect, Pentaprofit, and Inbox Insiders. And these are not some simple one-phase bonus programs. They are fully-fledged programs that can be sold standalone for $1,500 each. So, in total, you're getting four programs. And if you were to buy them separately, you would pay $6,500 in total. But I'm going to go ahead and give you all of the service delivery programs completely free inside of Agency Accelerator. So, I was about to open enrollments at $1,995. But when I initially launched Agency Accelerator, we opened it up at $995, and then we actually closed it off for the last few months. I didn't want to accept any more people. I just wanted to have our beta test group and just work with them to get the best results possible. And getting the best results possible is what we definitely did. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you a chance to get back in at the same price we opened it up when we initially did the beta launch. So today, if this video is still live on YouTube, I'm going to go ahead and honor that $995 launch price. And by the way, that's not all. We plan on moving Agency Accelerator to a yearly subscription very soon. So that means that for people who want to get continuous access to the program, as well as the exclusive mastermind community, the templates, the Q&As, and all the tools, as well as all the coaching calls, they're going to have to pay a yearly fee of $1,995. And by the way, I've already moved my lower ticket program, Digital Launchpad, to that model. So if you want to get lifetime access to the Agency Accelerator program, that's going to teach you how to build your cash flow driven business from $0 to $10,000 a month in record time, well then today is your best bet. Because the truth is, a few days from now, this offer might not be available anymore. And just remember, right now in 2024, at this exact moment, we are living the best moment in history to start your own cash flow driven business. There was never before such a huge demand from businesses for this type of service. This means that the more you wait, the more you're losing out on the four-figure monthly commissions that you could be getting paid today by your clients. And by the way, businesses have already included these services in their budgeting for the year. So this means that they're gonna spend this money either way. So if you're not the one getting paid the four-figure monthly commissions, they're simply gonna be paid to someone else who decided to take action instead. So you can either be the one becoming a cash flow master yourself and getting what's yours, or you can be the one sitting back and watching others succeed. The choice is yours. So if you want to learn how to start a $10,000 a month service-based cash flow business from scratch, click the button below this video and get lifetime access to Agency Accelerator now. In case you have any questions that were not answered in this video, or you just want to use a different payment method that's not available on our checkout, you can go ahead and book a call with our student success team and they will personally help you with your situation. Or you can simply send us a message on WhatsApp using the button on the next page. On that note, I hope you make the right choice, and I will see you inside of Agency Accelerator.